Blog Talk Radio.
Dear Lord, thank you for the bountiful food that you've provided for us and that our loving family can be together this Christmas. Also, thank you for not making us poor or Samoan. Thank you for Maxim Pharmaceuticals, the latest M class, and that those that are less fortunate work harder. Santa?
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Beginning to tighten. Maybe what happened next was inevitable.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified, I heard myself blurt it out.
I want an official red rag or carbon action to enjoy while it was.
Ooh.
No. Stick your eye out.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning into the Abyss. Yes, Eric has gone sound cliff happy.
What the hell is going on? Garbage.
Garbage day.
I'm waiting for that other filter song that I like so much about, you know, the really the follow up they did, you know, where it was really rock real hard about taking my picture because I don't remember. Boy, that was a
because he pissed his pants on an airplane. Yeah.
Oh. God, talk about a band that went from like good, that went from good, you know, zero to suck. In about 30 seconds. So what's up? Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas. Christmas. Is it Christmas yet?
Yeah, please. Can Christmas be over? Please.
Christmas over, please. I don't know, but I don't know about the rest of you guys. But I don't have any money for Christmas. You know when I get paid? I get paid the day after Christmas.
I do too. That is the saddest goddamn thing ever.
Christmas is on a Thursday this year, isn't it? There's a bunch of people going to be getting some late-ass Christmas preparation.
Well, you know what I say. It's the American way, and they said in Ocean's 13, give me my money, or pay me my money.
Pay me my money.
Pay me my money.
Oh, there won't be no...
Hold on. Since we're talking about movies right now, I can transition into something that I want to talk about before we get into the main topic. I worked projection at the movie theater, and I got to see the print of The Day the Earth Stood Still before it came out. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, I saw the new Terminator trailer, which looks amazing. What's his name? Christian Bale is amazing as John Connor in the trailer, and it's just intense. It's a robot holocaust.
Doesn't
and,
look like this the whole time.
He doesn't know that.
Robots are coming after me.
But seriously, I don't want to talk about the Terminator trailer because there's something better I want to talk about. You ready for this? Wolverine, origin stories for X-Men. And let me tell you, oh my God, the trailer is amazing. It has a character, without ruining it, a character that deserved to be in the first X-Men movie, the second X-Men movie, the third X-Men movie. And no, I'm not talking about Beast.
Boom!
Oh, well, there you go. I was thinking
Bruce
the blob.
Bruce ruins everything that we're not.
I am the spoiler. I am the Doctor Spoiler.
I'm not kidding, dude.
I've not even seen the trailer. I have no idea. I didn't make that up.
Gambit is amazing.
Was that right?
And the blob.
I was right.
Holy crap! You don't even know, dude. It's so awesome.
Yeah. So Scott says, dude, Eric, they even have your favorite character in there—the character that you strive hard to be—and I'm thinking, okay, what, Deadpool? The Beast? No, the Blob, because you're fat.
Exactly.
I want to know about the day Keanu stood still. I don't want to know. Don't you know? Well, you tell me anything. I mean, like I haven't seen the movie, you know, half a dozen times. But what does it, you've seen the day the Earth stood still all the way through, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I have not seen it. The key's not ready. I've just seen the trailers.
I thought you'd seen the actual film.
No, I wish. I want to see.
Are you sure? Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Well.
Keanu's sitting there with that deadpan going, "No, it is not your planet." I mean, you know, the acting's just oozing out of it. And then a tractor trailer disappears. They're trying to sell the damn thing as an action flick, and I'll bet you anything that all of those shots of the army disappearing, of the buildings disappearing, of all the lights going out, happened within the first half hour of the damn flick. Because that's just him demonstrating what he's able to do. Remember the original?
Yeah, the original.
Yeah. He comes out of the spaceship and he has, they think it's a gun, but he actually, you know, it turns out to be a...
He holds up that blow dryer, that...
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that thing.
Klaatu over on a Nictu. I just want to see what Gort does. Klaatu,
you mean Klaatu Keanu Nictu.
Whoa! I don't want to steal what Mike and...
Okay. I want you to go and tell... Okay, go and tell Gort this. Whoa, dude. Gnarly. Whoa. Can you remember that? That's the message. Sorry.
All right, so what are we here to talk about?
I don't know, Andrew. No,
I believe.
Yeah, this week we are trying to kick off the holiday season the only way that we know how to, and that is, what is that? Oh, that is by talking about...
Lots of alcohol and downers.
That comes the day after Christmas, man, trust me.
Oh, maybe.
It's the day after Christmas. Well, I have two, but we're not talking about that. So, What? Whoa.
So, we were here to talk about movies that pertain to Christmas stuff, which...
Yes.
There are only a few movies, a few decent Christmas movies. The vast majority of Christmas movies are of the, you know, Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, Country Mountain, Smoky Mountain Christmas variety, which, you know... I've lived plenty of Smoky Mountain Christmas. I never once have I ever seen either Dolly Parton or Kenny Rogers. I did once go to a Kenny Rogers Roasters on Christmas Eve, so that might count.
Well,
Well, there are all kinds of other great Christmas movies that don't include Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. And then there's a bunch, a total big bunch of shit, too. So.
Yeah. Oh, we lost someone.
Oh, gee, I wonder who we could have lost. Oh, my dear God.
Well, let's keep on moving on. Let's keep on trucking, as Dolly Parton would say.
Dolly Parton would say, let's keep on trucking. She would say, yeah, this movie all the ass on.
Okay, well, that's what she says to you when you pay $10 to go into her theme park.
You're gay.
You know what you need to do, Eric? You need to shut your audio stuff off on your side, because I can hear... everyone can hear... unless we're making a rap song. But I'm here to talk Christmas, not rap songs.
Hey, you know who I really think is a big fan of Christmas?
Let me guess. Sam Neill?
Sam Neill is a very big fan of Christmas. And, hey, Sam, I heard that you're not getting Guitar Hero 50 for Christmas or Rock Band 20. How does that make you feel?
Hey, Sam, I really want to know, what is it like not to be able to sit on Santa's lap when you really want to? I mean... my sentiments exactly. I mean, really.
What did it feel like when you shove a giant Christmas tree up your ass?
Mashed potatoes, gravy. Okay, we got to stop doing the exact same joke every day. It's whoa. Okay, so okay.
Help me.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, my favorite Christmas movie is Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. Starring Michael Jackson. Yeah. When he turns Jackson
into something. I've actually seen that. That's where he has the giant robot, right?
He turns into a robot, and he goes, oh, and he fights Joe Pesci because Joe Pesci's like, do drugs, kids. You know you want to.
Don't do drugs. Be like Michael Jackson and have your nose chopped off instead.
Ooh, and molest little boys.
Is that a Christmas thing? Moonwalker? I mean, I don't recall Moonwalker having anything to do with
it. I don't recall anything about Christmas either.
I do recall the video game. Remember the video game?
The video game was awesome. That was a great game.
Because instead of hitting a smart bomb, you hit a button and everybody on the screen would start to dance.
And then
all of a sudden,
or beat the shit out of them.
Did you ever get to the John Landis stage? I can't think of the name right now. Thriller.
The John Landis stage?
Yeah.
I would love to find a copy of the game so I could play it all the way through. Now I never. It wasn't something that I was going to pump enough quarters into to see the end. Not like Journey.
Before we go into this, let's talk about that game for 2 seconds. You walk around opening doors, and what do you do when you open the doors? You find children. Michael Jackson saves children behind doors, and doors might mean closets. So that might mean that he's trying to get the kids out of the closet and into his life. I don't know. And then a monkey goes on your shoulders, Bubbles, the monkey, to point you out of the level.
Too bad he didn't have a Jesus juice power-up.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so that... Actually, I think you can get Michael Jackson's Moonwalker on, like, some of the old Sega CD platforms or something like that.
Yeah, not Sega CD. It's on Sega Genesis. I played it on Sega Genesis.
On Sega Genesis, right.
Yeah.
I knew that. Sure.
Well, maybe you should get a Sega Genesis. But, okay, Eric, what is your favorite Christmas movie? Because that's what we're here to talk about.
My favorite Christmas movie, I'm probably going to have to say, well, it's not really a movie so much as it is a HBO special. And, yeah, I know, I'm all over the fucking place with this. Merry fucking Christmas, kids.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Ow, how, how.
I smell children. That's my Hey, that's Kid Catcher. He's from that one movie that has nothing to do with Christmas. The
I don't know.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I smell children. I like to think as Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, like Babes in Toyland, but a good movie.
No, but one of my favorite Christmas specials, let's just say, and hey, let's screw it and just say Christmas specials, Christmas television movie stuff that you're going to sit your ass on in front of the television and watch every year. And my favorite has to be Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas, because it's a... What? Yeah. You gotta love the Muppets, and it's wholly depressing because it's basically what the Gift of the Magi told with Muppets, strings, and otters. And I mean, and then you gotta love the Nightmare Band. That is just like the most kick-ass non-Christmas music thing ever. So
my I always like the Rankin Bass animated things. The Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer and all that. I always thought those were the greatest thing. But they did a thing. They did one called Nestor the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey. You saw this one?
No.
Basically, a donkey that had really, really, really long ears, and all the other donkeys made fun of him. Well, he ended up, through some bizarre chain of coincidences, being the donkey that carried Mary to Bethlehem so she could, you know.
Oh, I do remember that.
Well. There, I don't know if you're familiar with a thing called Riff Tracks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Two of the guys, Mike Nelson and one of the other guys from Mystery Science Theater 3000 get together and they do riff and they've got a Riff Tracks for Nestor the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey, and it's the funniest damn thing you've ever heard in your life. There's this great scene, which is a horrible scene for kids, where Nestor's mother, they kick Nestor off the farm, and his mother takes him out into the woods, and it's snowing. And Nestor goes to sleep, and his mother lays on top of him to keep him warm, and in the morning, his mother's frozen to death.
What?
And Nestor's like nosing his mother, going, Mama, Mama, wake up, and he's all sad. And then Mike Nelson says, give it up, kid, Mom's a donkey sickle. Merry Christmas! And I laughed, dude. I mean, I know I'm a sick bastard, but I laughed because I thought I was going to wet my as I fell. That was the funniest thing.
That sounds funny as hell.
I have no idea. All I know is that today, because it's around Christmas, I watched a video. I think it's from the one where the elf wants to be a dentist, and they dubbed in Full Metal Jacket, and they were doing the opening scene.
Yeah.
Very, very funny. I don't know. This doesn't make for good radio, though, me explaining these things to
a dentist on your uniform.
Twisted Sister.
I just like doing whole quotes from that movie. Mr. Blutarski, 0.0.
Actually, this is what you were referring. Well, I mean, it's not really going to make it funny, but if you guys could picture this on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I'll actually put this up on the show notes and also on the Blog Talk Radio chat here. This is what Scott's actually talking about.
Well, there's one thing that you won't like, Private Snowball. They don't serve fried chicken and watermelon on a daily basis in my mess hall.
Oh, yes, sir!
Is that you, John Wayne? Is this me?
Who said that? Who the fuck said that? Who's the slimy little common as shit twinkle toad cocksucker down here who just signed his own death warrant?
I love that shit.
I want to see Arlie Ermey cast as Santa Claus right now.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see him cast as Santa Claus, and I want to see him talking like that so a little brat can sit on his lap. That's what I want to see.
I have there's this girl who's IMing me right now. She's really nice, telling me that she's listening on a thing or whatever. She's saying that she liked the Santa Claus 1 and 2. I like the only part I liked in Santa Claus was when the doctor checked his heart and he was like, it was like, and then it goes away and it's like, yeah, because you see, that's a rhyme or a jingle bell. Oh, Tim Allen, where have you gone?
Somewhere far away, hopefully.
I liked him in Big Trouble. Big Trouble was a great film. Johnny Knoxville.
Galaxy Quest. That was actually...
Galaxy Quest is one of the greatest movies ever. I love Galaxy Quest.
It was such a good...
My grandpa's hammer. I love me some Galaxy Quest. But my all-time favorite Christmas movie is really boring. It's A Christmas Story. Everybody loves A Christmas Story.
Well, what do you get?
Oh, yes. Sorry. No, it's not really boring. It's a great story, but it does drag on forever, but it's got some of the most memorable lines. I played some of it in the first clip that I played.
Just the moments are just wonderful.
Yeah.
The bit where Ralphie is his name, where he asked Santa for the Red Rider, whatever the hell he wants. And he throws him down the chute, and he goes, "You'll shoot your eye out, kid." And he just puts that big black boot and kicks him down the ramp.
Ho, ho, ho.
But there are, like, other more obscure Christmas movies. Have you seen, anybody seen Bad Santa?
Yeah.
What did you think? You didn't like it?
It was a good film. It was very funny. It's not really an obscure movie. That movie came out in, like, 2003, and was a pretty big hit. It was a pretty big, decent comedy hit.
Yeah,
I mean,
here's some Bad Santa for you. And basically, Billy Bob Thornton is this drunk-ass Santa Claus who befriends this little fat kid.
And right now, Thurman Merman.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
About your fucking dad.
Uh-huh.
It's not like you helped me back there with that nut job or anything, you know?
Uh-huh.
The right height, you're right there to grab his balls. You could twist them.
Why do you need a car?
What the fuck are you talking about?
This car.
Which turn is it?
Big Sheriff. Where's your sleigh?
It's in the shop, getting repaired.
Where's the reindeer?
I stabled them. Is it left or right?
That way. Where's the stable?
Next to the shop.
How do they sleep?
Where the reindeer standing up.
But the noise, how do they sleep?
What noise?
From the shop.
They only work during the day, all right?
I thought it was always night at the North Pole.
Well, not now. Right now it's always day.
Then how do they sleep?
Oh, shit, it's terrible. What is it with you anyway? Somebody drop you on your fucking head?
On my head?
Well, yeah, what, are they going to drop you on somebody else's head?
How can they drop me onto my own head?
No, not onto your... What? God damn it! Are you fucking with me?
That's my idea of Santa Claus right there.
My favorite scene of that movie is just three little words. Bruce, you know them.
Over again. I've seen it.
Fuck me, Santa. Fuck me, Santa. Fuck
you. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah, one thing that gets me about these movies, and this goes for a lot, I just recently, I'm not going to do, just totally change the subject for just a moment. I have seen They Call Me Bruce.
Ah!
And
what?
I've seen They Call Me Bruce.
How? Where? When? How?
I'll reveal that to you when we're not on the air.
You revealed the great announcement for...
Actually, Scott, I know exactly where he got it from, and I'll give you a link.
Where do you think I got it from, Scott?
Bruce Campbell said, "Here, you
Campbell
can legally
came to my house and delivered me canisters of film, and said, here, you primitive screwhead, watch this film, and then review it for awesomebadness.com.
And then
that's what I really care about.
But first, you have to say the magic words." Or the three words. You have to say the words.
Klaatu, Keanu, Nikto.
Yeah.
Nickel.
Klaatu, Keanu, made a nickel.
Definitely an M word.
No, it's just not your planet.
But
sorry. The previews are leaving me cold, dude. I mean, they really are. Have you seen the one they're doing? Oh, never mind.
There Will Be Bruce? Or There Will Be Blood?
There Will Be Bruce was exactly as you expected it to be. It can't decide whether it wants to be an action adventure flick or a slapstick comedy. So it goes for both.
Okay.
And it's not bad, but it doesn't really do either one very well. And Bruce Campbell is playing such an over. Have you ever seen the movie Free Enterprise?
No.
With William Shatner, where the guys are trying to they're trying to write a script, and they need William Shatner, and they find him, and he's like an egotistical ass, and they try to get him to come and be, and he's not, you know, he's not making any money, and they try to get him to be on their show. It's basically the same plot. Only at this point, only instead of trying to be on a, being a movie, they're trying to get him to fight this ancient Chinese demon that has woken up and is killing people in the town. Oh, and the Chinese demon is the Chinese god of bean curd.
How is Ted Raimi in it? Sorry.
Yeah,
Ted Raimi plays like several different parts.
Like in Army of Darkness.
Mm-hmm. He plays several different characters. He turns up over and over again. He gets killed at least three times.
Well, actually, to transition it back from horror movies to Christmas movies, and
we all care about
it's
horror movies.
The horror Christmas, and it's still a kids movie. The Nightmare Before Christmas. A lot of my friends, you know, once again, this girl who's IMing me, she's just like, hey, tell him Nightmare Before Christmas, tell him. And I was
Nightmare
like, yeah.
Before Christmas is a classic.
A damn.
But which one is it? Is it a Halloween movie or is it a Christmas movie? I mean,
that's the genius of it. Genius of it. It is both. Although I would call it more of a Halloween movie than I mean, you know, they take Santa Claus and stuff, and you know, and stuff him in a bag and shoot at him. I mean, I would call
Santa Claus, put him in a bag, bury him for 40 years, and see if he's sad. I say we take a cannon, knock it at his door, and then knock three times, and when he answers, Santa Claus would be no more.
Oh, I got a good version of that song. Hold on, listen to that.
No, I don't want to hear this rock version.
Yes, listen.
I do. I want the album.
This is a great song, just the way they do it.
A nasty trap and wait. When he comes a sniffing, he will snap and trap and close the gate.
Wait, I've got a bit of a hand of that to think that shot the man. This pop of yellow 45, and when he's done, we'll fire him off.
Get him, the nasty god, throw him in the pot. Get him, the nasty god.
Yeah, that's just a classic.
Whoa!
Yeah, woo!
What happened there?
Went right up his butt.
Oh, that's wonderful. How does Sam?
Well, you know, Korn rocks so hard that Korn just rocked themselves straight off the internet. That's how hard Korn rocks.
Hey, who could do that? Who could do that goddamn song better than Korn? I mean, seriously.
I don't know, but I think Korn are the funniest damn band. I love Korn because the lead singer is only about 3'2". And he comes out and he flings those dreadlocks around and he's like a little midget dreadlock flinging man. I think he's hilarious. I love to watch him.
Yeah.
I've never listened to the music. I just think their lead singer's hilarious.
Speaking of music, I got to go to bake sale with your wife, Eric. Hey, me and your wife. Hey.
Oh, baking.
I got to see Squoggy Molly and Real Big Fish, and I moshed the hell out of that place.
You got to see Squoggy Molly? Wait, whoa, you saw Flogging Molly at a bake sale?
No,
yes.
Dude, it's called the Buzz Bake Sale. They have it every year. They've been going on for 13 years. It's basically, this is how it started out. 13 bands for 13 bucks. That's how it started out.
And I bet it's not that bad. I bet it don't cost that much anymore. I bet it's more now.
Well, it's like 26 bucks now for lawn seats, which still isn't bad for 13 bands.
That's awesome. Nobody ever comes here where I'm up in Tennessee unless you want to see, you know, Molly Hatchet and the latest iteration of Lynyrd Skynyrd entered, and maybe if you're lucky, Kid Rock playing with the latest iteration of Lynyrd Skynyrd, then you're shit out of luck.
Well, let's move on here back to Christmas.
Christmas. Woo.
Also, we were talking this about at my work about really good.
I wanted to make a comment about Night Before Christmas before you go on. One of the things that makes Night Before Christmas, people are always talking about, you know, what a classic it is.
Who directed it?
Henry Selick.
You rock, man. Thank you.
That's what I was going to comment on. The only thing Tim Burton did really was design the characters and some of the sets, and he helped. He didn't even write the thing. He didn't write the songs.
Danny Elfman was a huge.
Excuse me. Danny Elfman and Henry Selick deserve a lot of the credit for that. Now, Henry Selick has a new movie coming out based on a story about Neil Gaiman, which is Coraline. Yes, which is the guy that wrote Sandman.
It looks great. I can't
wait. It's going to be the most awesome thing ever. I try to show it to people, and they're like, "Well, that's just a kids' movie," and I can't get them to understand.
Yeah, yeah. I have seen the clips to Coraline. That does look like a really cool movie.
And it's going to be in 3D.
Yeah, and it's going to be in 3D. But the only thing, Neil Gaiman, he doesn't really translate very well to screen.
Mirror Mask.
Stardust.
Mirror Mask, again, both movies, Stardust and Mirror Mask, both, especially Mirror Mask. Mirror Mask was just a trip with some extra LSD on top of it, with an extra trip on top of that, with a side order of trippiness. But plot-wise, it wasn't all that great.
It was so hard to follow.
Yeah, it was very, very hard to follow. Great visually. However,
are you kidding? Oh, man. Ooh, make a great music video.
Yeah. However, Stardust was really good story-wise, but they just made some weird choices. But
okay, I'm going to try and move back to the Christmas movies here.
On topic.
And I'm lifting the topic over and throwing it over.
I've not even gone on to my Grinch rant yet, so I've got time.
Hold on. We're getting to that. How long do we have, Eric?
27 minutes.
Great. We have plenty of time. Great. Okay. So let's go one. Not bad Santa. Santa Sleigh. Bill Goldberg is Santa. He's actually a demon that made a bet with a angel that he had to be nice if he won this competition, and that's why Santa is so nice to everyone. He gives presents and everything because he lost his bet, and then when the bet's over, he just goes on a murdering rampage. It's great.
And that was
that's Bill Goldberg. I thought he went on that murderer's rampage after Vince McMahon fired him for the third time.
Oh, it's a very funny film. I highly recommend. Like when we were doing the intro, you could hear it behind our intro. You could hear all the beating up and stuff. Chris Kattan's in it for 3 minutes. It's very funny.
Chris Kattan. So there's your ten. There's your six degrees of Goldberg. How to connect Goldberg to Chris Kattan.
Chris Kattan. All right.
Even better, it has Fran Drescher in it.
I've been good.
I've been good this year.
Another
don't kill me.
Another good Christmas movie that sometimes is forgotten that it is a Christmas movie. And once again, girls telling me to tell this. Home Alone.
Mm-hmm. That movie sucked. I'm sorry. That's not.
Are you kidding me? That's a fun movie. When I was
the first one was pretty good. Okay, I will believe the family for getting their kid once. Twice they should be brought up on charges. Okay.
Okay.
Third time he should just be moved out of the home and put, you know, into like a foster home.
It's like this. Okay, first you have the family forgetting them. Okay, neat idea, really cool idea, let the kid just go crazy. The second one, I can go along with the second one. The second one, all right, but then they wait for 15 years or 10 years or however fucking long they waited, and they make a Home Alone 3 with some
other kid.
They were
just trying to make money.
Yeah, and then they make Home Alone 4, which is basically a retread of Home Alone 1 with a different Kevin and different sticky bandits.
Hold on, okay? Before you go on any further, there was an episode of The Critic where we got all the Orson Welles jokes from, where the parents are on an airplane. They're like, oh, no, we left Kevin home alone, and he's 38. It cuts to Macaulay Culkin with a cigarette in his mouth and a 5 o'clock shadow going, oh.
I've got to play this again. This is great right here.
Santa?
Yes, Virginia. There is a Santa Claus.
And then he just goes to drop kick this little Pomeranian across the room.
And then, of course,
there he goes.
Hold on. Before you go on, I get something for you right now. This explains the Home Alone thing. I don't even have to say it. Here we go. Just play that.
What am I playing? I don't see anything.
You don't see anything on your okay, hold on. Let me try this one more time. There we go. Try that, okay?
I got it.
Does it work?
Give it a second.
Okay. I'll give it 2 seconds. Get 1, 2, 3.
Tonight,
four.
I'll be doing Home Alone 5.
We left Kevin home alone, and he's only 23!
Ah!
But first, let's start with Arnold Schwarzenegger's latest film, Rabbi P.I. It's the story of a Chicago cop who goes undercover as a Hasidic Jew.
Eat lead, Rabbi.
Sorry, that's not kosher.
Hey, speaking of Christmas movies, let me just throw Jingle All the Way out there at you.
Ta-ta, Turtle Man. What a piece of shit that is.
It just seems to me that on Christmas they just dump all the crap. This is probably not what people expected on the big Christmas episode, but they just take every piece of feel good, ridiculous, idiotic crap that they can throw together and just it's everything's feel good. But lately there's been this trend towards anti feel good movies, like Four Christmases. Oh no, we're going to the relative's house and the relatives are wacky. Oh my God! But in the end, everybody hugs and makes up.
But John Boyd doesn't get eaten by an anaconda in this movie, and he's not a gay cowboy. Get that straight right now.
Hey, that'd be awesome. If I would like to see both Dustin Hoffman and John Boyd get eaten by, wait, a gay cowboy? No, a giant snake. Yeah, that's right. Or a gay cowboy, whichever. Giant gay cowboy snake.
Or a gay cowboy eating a giant snake. Oh, wait a minute.
Whoa, hey.
Whoa, that's an entirely different kind of Christmas movie altogether.
Well, it makes me all warm and gooey inside. Now I got the joy in me.
That it does.
I got the demons in me.
He got the joy. But now we can't. I cannot let any discussion of Christmas movies slide by.
Wait. Before you go on that,
I'm going off.
Yeah,
Roddy listened because I'm going off.
Yeah, I've got to throw out. Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I've got to throw
that's one of the better ones.
Yeah, definitely one of the better ones. Simply for the old lady who's asked to give grace, and she sits there and does the Pledge of Allegiance and says, play ball. And of course, there's this scene. Which we can't hear. That's great.
That scene. Oh, that's my favorite scene. That's the...
If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him bought from his happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him bought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood... sucky, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
It's just the look that, Randy...
Probably Chevy Chase's finest hour.
Yeah.
Elaine's, too. If if you're led to believe that, I think Elaine was good in that. She was also in Troll with Sonny Bono, and Sonny Bono died first. You want to know why, Bruce?
Why did Sonny Bono die first?
Because he had no talent, and he never had any talent.
No, he didn't.
I want you to know that.
He was the mayor of Palm Springs, and he was a senator, wasn't he?
Yes, senator. He got to bang Cher first, so.
Oh, man. What a trooper.
Well, I would have liked to bang Cher first instead of 33rd.
Hey, hold on. Speaking of something that you like to do,
I wonder how long it took for him to discover Cher's ball sack. If I could adjust my nuts.
Before we go on to whatever is going to happen here, we got to plug what we're doing this week. Because, you know, it's something you want to do, I want to do. SeaWorld.
Oh, yes. Well, that was going to kind of be a surprise. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, come on.
This weekend, we are going to be at SeaWorld Orlando. If you guys are going to be there, come hang out with us.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, you should be there.
Because nothing says Merry Christmas like animals in Santa hats.
Christmas with Shamu. Yes, the little girl wants nothing more for Christmas than to be with a killer whale. And then, oh, luckily, look, Shamu swims right up to her bedroom window, and there's a choir. And, oh, luckily, she's got a what looks like a wetsuit on underneath her nightgown. Isn't that? Oh, and, oh, she's a whale trainer. Well, that's, yes. And then people sing, and then fish swim, and then more singing, and then what the hell did that have to do with Christmas? You know, that whole show pointed out to me, that Shamu, Christmas Shamu, pointed out one inescapable fact, and that is that killer whales have dick all to do with Christmas. Thank you.
You know, I wanted to just hear what you have to say about the Grinch. Go for it, dude.
Wait, real quick, we have to finish that one thought before we do, because I know we're not going to get a word in edgewise.
What? I'm sorry. I'm behaving.
Oh, you're doing great, dude. You're the man.
Good. You're doing great. But Sunday, Sunday the 14th, we are going to be at SeaWorld Orlando for the taping of Wheel of Fortune, the special Christmas taping of Wheel of Fortune that will air probably around March. So we're going to be there. We'll take all kinds of pictures. Hopefully, we're going to get to meet Vanna White.
Wow. I'd like to buy a nipple, please.
I mean, a vowel.
I mean, I'd like to buy a twat, a twit, a T. Thank you.
Testicles in your mouth. You didn't. Yeah. You weren't allowed to solve the clue. Oh, sorry.
Oh, go sit on a snow cone. That's right. That's right. You got that one correct. I've got a brain fart. Wheel of Fortune from SeaWorld?
Yes. That's the end of the question. Question time over. Answer time now. Go.
Okay.
42.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Why would they do Wheel of Fortune from SeaWorld? I want to call it Hall of Fortune.
I get joy from going to SeaWorld. That's why. I get joy from going to SeaWorld. It's just so joyful to go. I can't wait.
Yeah, I don't even get to go to Dollywood. The only park near me is closed. I've got a little summertime to go.
No, Dollywood's open.
Yeah, but it's freezing, man. Can you imagine going to Dollywood? It's 22 degrees outside. I'm not going to Dollywood in 22 degrees.
Eric,
what?
Did you say that Dollywood is open? Because when is she not?
Wow. Did I ever tell you about the time that Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers just had the greatest country Christmas of all?
They have the greatest love of all, because it's happening Wait, that's Whitney Houston. That's completely wrong. 6 degrees of separation. 6 degrees of Whitney Houston. Why is that possible? No,
somebody help me.
Crappy Quack. I know that much. Can we talk about that that felt-suited abomination that they call a Grinch now?
Yeah. No talk about Christmas would be complete if you didn't bring up the mean green one, which is, of course, the Grinch.
Grinch.
Started
okay.
Great.
Fun fact.
What? Okay.
Fun fact. Who did the voice of the original Grinch?
Boris Karloff.
You guys rock! I love you!
Only I don't think he was the Grinch. I think he was the narrator, wasn't he?
No, he was the Grinch.
Hmm. Who sang the song?
And the narrator. The song was the guy who does the Haunted Mansion song.
Paul Frees. Paul Frees.
Yeah.
He's also Tony the Tiger.
No. I'm sorry. Not Paul Frees. The guy who sings the "When the Crypt Doors Creak and the Crypt Doors Creak and the Crypt Doors Creak and blah blah blah." Well, Thurl. Okay, I just pulled this out of my ass, guys. The guy's name is Thurl Ravenscroft.
Thurl, that's right. That is his name.
And he was in my ass. I just pulled him. Thurl, what's going on down there? I just pulled him right out of there. But yeah, I just insulted all the Disney fans. Are all mad at me now.
That's
but
cool.
No, I love the original. Right, it was whatever they were. These were the people that did the Bugs Bunny cartoons that did this, and it was brilliant. I loved the original animated Grinch before Christmas. A Grinch Who Stole Christmas. But one of my greatest memories from that is one year, I was in college or high school or college school or somewhere drinking, and I was at a Halloween party, and three friends of mine came dressed up. One of them was the Grinch. He was painted green. He had the little who knows on. He had a Santa hat on, right? His girlfriend came as Cindy Lou Who. She had the little bows in her hair. She had the nightie on, and she was carrying the little stuff, too. But my favorite one was my friend. You got to imagine this, because this guy's like about 5'4", right? Real wide, kind of a, you know, one of those stocky, built low to the ground guys. And he came as the dog. He had antlers tied to his head. He had dog ears, like one of those dog masks on. And he had a sled tied around his neck that he was pulling around. This was on Halloween, mind you. And it was the greatest, to this day, it was the greatest Halloween costume I've ever seen. And I loved the Grinch Who Stole Christmas until they decided to make a movie of it. And they took Jim Carrey and they put him in what looked like some kind of green shag rug carpeting, rub your feet across the floor and touch things nightmare. And they expanded a story that they actually had to expand for a 30-minute cartoon. They expanded it into a 2-hour freaking movie, which...
2.5 movie.
God, I hated that movie. You don't even know. And Jim Carrey's like mugging. We give the Grinch a history. We give the Grinch... We give the Grinch a history. We give him a reason to be Grinch. You're not supposed to feel sorry for the Grinch. And what gets me is that from all of the stuff at Universal now, all of the stuff at IOA, all of the Grinchmas stuff is based around this Jim Carrey flick. None of it is actually based around the actual Dr. Seuss story or the Dr. Seuss or the animated thing. And as such, I feel it to be a bit of an abomination.
So is you don't like the Grinch at Universal?
It's not that I don't like the Grinch at Universal. It's all the it's just retelling the same story. I would like to see the Grinch, you know, steal the 4th of July or something.
But the
maybe
Grinch didn't steal the 4th of July. The Grinch didn't act all happy and patriotic.
The Grinch didn't steal Halloween. There was
no. He did not steal Halloween.
He tried to.
Halloween was Grinch night. Sorry.
He tried to steal Grinch night. Yeah. And he's like, oh, the Grinch killed me.
Fucking thing on Halloween. It was his night, goddammit.
No, it was Halloween. You don't even know what you're talking about.
No, you don't know what you're talking about.
Look, I am romantic and funny like Jim Carrey, and that's why the Grinch film was great. Boom!
I've got to say the Grinch costume was great. I like the Grinch.
But then how come you're not dating Jenny McCarthy there?
Well, because I'm a little too busy dating your mom. Oh, wow.
I've just been pwned. Oh, my goodness.
Never mind. I'm going to leave that one alone.
But what do you guys think now? And to take it even further, they didn't stop there. They went ahead and did the same, you know, weird looking felt suit crap. Let's expand the shit out of the movie for the Cat in the Hat. Which, if the Grinch Stole Christmas is bad, the Cat in the Hat is like, it's like being dipped into hell.
For some reason, the Grinch Who Stole Christmas worked. The Cat in the Hat, I don't know what in blue hell they were thinking with that.
You just feel like Alec Baldwin.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and like fucking right.
If he was Alec Baldwin, he would have called me a little pig.
I like
you. You rude, thoughtless little piggy.
You rude, you thoughtless little pig. I call you, and you're not there. I'm on 30 Rock. You're a pig. Alec Baldwin, my hero. Merry Christmas, Alec Baldwin, you fucking pig, wherever you are.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're going to get people knocking on our doors, all right. But
what, three people are listening to us, and they're all drunk.
Yeah, well.
Two of them are drunk, anyway.
And the other one's smoking crack.
There you go.
It's great.
But what did you guys think of The Grinch? Okay, now I have great hatred for it. What did you guys think?
I have great love for the suit. I love the suit. The suit was great. How it brought the Grinch out.
Oh, I'm blocking you from talking. La, 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 la.
Are you done?
Try and talk. Say what you like. I can play this game too.
No, don't play this game. I've got just one real quick thing to say. Jim Carrey as the Grinch was way over the top, and the movie really sucked. However, the suit was good. That's all I have to say about it.
Yeah, the effects were good. Everything looked good, but I mean, the entire Grinch story was told in a half hour quite well.
Yeah.
Well, I did like Anthony Hopkins as the narrator. I have to give it that. Anthony Hopkins did a good job.
Well, yeah. Well, you can't really blame individual actors for a movie being bad. I mean, that has to do with that. You know, there's an old how does the old theater say it go? If it ain't on the page, it ain't on the stage. You could give the best actor in the world a great script. A bad script. Yes. And there's nothing they can do. It's still going to be they can emote it as the best they can. It's still going to stink. Can I say Ocean's 13?
Whoa. Al Pacino was very good in that movie. And you shut up now. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Ocean's 13 better than I liked Ocean's 12.
Okay.
Saw Ocean's 13. I got halfway through Ocean's 12 and went, I don't care. And just stopped. I'm just making stuff up now.
Oceans, it should have gone like this. Oceans 11, Oceans 13, and 12 should have been thrown out, blown up, and put where the E.T. cartridges are in that desert in Arizona, in that landfill. Mm-hmm. They should have done what they did with that. Okay?
Okay.
Tony Clifton. This is my script. This is my script. My line, my bullshit, bullshit, my line. That's hilarious.
Hey, I want to know is before we go, we're running out of time here. I can't believe we've talked about this for this long. We can't ignore Miracle on 34th Street, and we can't ignore It's a Wonderful Life.
I can't ignore Miracle on 34th Street because, quite frankly, it's a courtroom-type drama where everybody's trying to argue the fact that there is a Santa Claus. I found it rather boring.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. I like Santa's sleigh version of that delivery line.
Yeah.
I, I need to go out and rent some movies with Santa and a bloody axe on the cover. There are several of them. It's not just one. It's like a genre.
Yeah, I know. Silent Night, Deadly Night. See the first one? The second one's ridiculous. Well, actually, see the second one. Did you see the first one in the Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2?
My favorite Christmas.
There is a Santa Claus.
What is he barking now? Is that his new move?
Kicks his palm around.
My God, Goldberg learned a new move. But the my favorite Christmas crazy Santa Claus moment comes not from a film, comes from the end of Psycho Scarapy, Home for the Holidays, which for the one of you who doesn't know is a haunted house that they had at Halloween Horror Night 17, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, 17.
Yes.
And the moment at the very end of the house when I believe you were in front of me, Eric, and you walked in front of me and walked out the exit, and Santa was standing off to the right, and he had like a Black and Decker chainsaw, and he ran after you, and I swear to God, the guy playing Santa couldn't have been more than 5'6", 5'5". I mean, he came, you know, seriously, he came to like my chin, and there's this little midget Santa running around with a chainsaw chasing me, which I thought was the funniest damn thing ever. Have I talked that long? Good God, why don't you shut me up? I caught my microphone.
The best thing about that, and I've told this story on many different shows, many
Oh, Angel got his wings. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, real quick about one of the greatest Christmas movies ever is It's a Wonderful Life. Wholly depressing movie, but it has a great ending, and yeah, just really one of the greatest films of all time. We're going to wrap it up real quick because we only have 3 minutes left. But one of the greatest.
I do have one comment to make about It's a Wonderful Life before I go.
Yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life has my life thesis, the way I want to live my life, is in that film, where at one point, the angel, whatever his name is, George, Fred, Bob, is standing there with Jimmy Stewart, and this rich-looking guy walks by, and the angel goes, "Who's that?" He goes, "Oh, well, that's the richest, meanest man in town." I want that to be me.
Meanest man in town?
The richest, meanest man in town. But the richest part comes first.
Yeah.
Then the meanest man
so
in town.
With that,
maybe just a little.
Dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay.
Dreidel, 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 you're just kind of lame.
I just want you to know, guys, that because we did this episode, you've all proven me wrong. I like Christmas Now, and now I'm going to go out and date Santa Claus.
Do it.
Santa Claus is a sexy, sexy person. Done. That's what I said. I don't.
A little pointy-eared woman, about 3 feet tall.
You have to be a little shorter for that.
And on the way out, okay, Tolkien says elves are tall, and Christmas says elves are short. Which is it? Are they tall, or are they short?
I don't know. That's a good point. Next week, if all goes well next week, we're going to have a great guest. Make sure you check out awesomebadness.com, where nothing is happening, and sign up for our forums, where even less is happening. And next week, we got a great guest, another Christmas show. You're going to want to check this guest out. Trust me.
I'm serious about that elf thing.
I am, too. It's a good point.
I know the elf thing.
Santa gives you weapons if you go to Narnia, so that's who I'm hanging out with. That's all I'm saying.
That's Santa. That's the, yeah. Here's a sword. Kill someone. Merry Christmas.
This has been a production of AwesomeBadness.com.
Copyright 2008. If you have any questions, comments, or advertising inquiries, please email us at contact@awesomebadness.com.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.